Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. Everything Everywhere All at Once received 11 nominations to the 95th Academy Awards. Former third baseman Scott Rolen was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Senators grilled Ticketmaster over Taylor Swift tickets. And mourners bid farewell to Lisa Marie Presley at Graceland. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
The sci-fi film Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the Oscar nominations with 11. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
What's happening?
Everything Everywhere All at Once is up for Best Picture and 10 other awards, including Michelle Yeoh for Best Actress. The other Best Picture nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. The Academy Awards will be held in Los Angeles on March 12th. Jimmy Kimmel will host.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world!
Actors who appear in the Marvel Universe films never get nominated for an Oscar. Until now. Angela Bassett is up for Supporting Actress for her role in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
They will not stop until the whole of Africa is theirs.
The Woman King was shut out completely from the nominations. No women were nominated for Best Director.
I won the lottery. I was the one who won the lottery.
How did Andrea Riseborough get nominated for Best Actress? She was in a little scene film called To Leslie. Riseborough benefited from a last-minute celebrity campaign to draw attention to her work. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The newest member of baseball's Hall of Fame is Scott Rolen. The third baseman who had his best years with the Phillies and Cardinals was the only player elected by the baseball writers for induction in Cooperstown. It was his sixth year on the ballot.
I wasn't getting a call last year and I knew it, so we'll pay attention. And but this year it was a little different and a little tightness in the chest, you know, all day and not one way or another. It was just, wow, this is real.
Fred McGriff will also enter the hall this summer after being selected by an ERA committee last month. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
Senators grilled Ticketmaster over its meltdown during the sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets. The Ticketmaster site crashed in November, overwhelmed by buyers wanting tickets for Swift's stadium tour.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better, and we will do better.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal called Joe Berchtold's company Live Nation Ticketmaster
the 800-pound gorilla.
Senators are worried about Ticketmaster's dominance.
This whole concert ticket system is a mess. It's a monopolistic mess.
Among the suggestions, making tickets non-transferable and requiring more transparency in ticket fees. Berchtold says Ticketmaster doesn't set ticket prices.
Pricing and distribution strategies are determined by the artists and their teams.
A competitor says the best way to restore competition is to break up Ticketmaster and Live Nation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Basketball broadcaster Billy Packer has died at the age of 82. Billy Packer was an Emmy Award-winning college basketball broadcaster who covered 34 Final Fours for NBC and CBS. Packer's son, Mark, told the AP that his father had been hospitalized in Charlotte for the past 3 weeks and had several medical issues and ultimately succumbed to kidney failure. Packer, who played college ball at Wake Forest, joined NBC in 1974. He was part of the broadcast in 1979 when Magic Johnson's Michigan State team beat Larry Bird's Indiana State squad in the title game. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hundreds of people gathered on the lawn of Elvis Presley's estate in Memphis, Tennessee on Sunday to pay their last respects to his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. That's Billy Corgan performing at Lisa Marie Presley's funeral at Graceland. Alanis Morissette and Axl Rose also performed. Presley died January 12th. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, read a poem that her daughter had written.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me. She doesn't drift above.
Lisa Marie was laid to rest at Graceland's Meditation Garden, where her father and her son are buried. Musician Willie Nelson will mark his 90th birthday with an all-star concert in Los Angeles this spring. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
My bills are all due.
Willie Nelson says he can't think of a better way to spend his birthday than being surrounded by family, friends, and the fans who made it all possible. Nelson will hold two concerts at the Hollywood Bowl on April 29th and 30th. Neil Young, Chris Stapleton, Lyle Lovett, Miranda Lambert, Snoop Dogg, and Casey Musgraves are on the lineup. So are Roseanne Cash, The Chicks, Tom Jones, Norah Jones, Beck, Bob Weir, Leon Bridges, Sheryl Crow, the Avett Brothers, and the Lumineers. Nelson also plans to release an album called I Don't Know a Thing About Love in March.
A New York State bill would stop entertainment venues from kicking out enemies. New York City's Madison Square Garden and other sports venues could be barred from refusing entry to perceived enemies of their owners under a bill introduced in the New York State Legislature seeking to amend a current state law. The plan is to add sporting events to the list of public places of entertainment that cannot refuse entry to people that arrive with a valid ticket. The original law without that clause was intended to stop Broadway venues from blocking theater critics that they didn't like. The Garden and other notable venues have bounced several people recently using facial recognition technology. The technology has been used to stop a New Jersey mom from accompanying her daughter on a Girl Scouts field trip and barred an attorney who owned New York Knicks tickets from attending the game. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Among the things that actor Brooke Shields reveals in a film about her life is that she was sexually assaulted. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Brooke Shields says in the documentary Pretty Baby, she was raped by someone she knew professionally when she had graduated college. She went to his hotel room after dinner to call a cab when she was assaulted. The film also explores how Shields was sexualized at a young age. She played a sex worker in the 1978 film Pretty Baby when she was 11 and appeared nude in Blue Lagoon and Endless Love before she was 16. Shields says she hopes the takeaway from her story is how wrong that is.
Really take a look at how we're taught to view people and how we're taught to let them view us.
The film premiered this weekend at the Sundance Film Festival and will be on Hulu this year. For the first time, a band for a historically black college or university has been nominated for the Best Roots Gospel Album Grammy. It's a project called The Urban Hymnal, created by producer Sir the Baptist and TSU assistant band director Larry Jenkins. They wanted to tell the story of black history, but they did not think the Grammys would consider the record. They say, imagine what happened when it got nominated.
The kids went wild. I mean, yes. Running through the hall and all.
Running out of class. Literally, leaving class in real time, screaming in the hall.
The Grammys will be awarded February 5th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.